Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crumry. Thank you for tuning in. Do you have a great idea for a project that would make tourism in Juneau run a little smoother or make its impact less noticeable? The City and Borough of Juneau wants to hear it. Juneau residents and businesses can now submit proposals for how the city should spend marine passenger fees for next year. The proposal period runs through the beginning of next month. Alex Pierce is the city's visitor industry director.
I think it's important that the community feels invested in the use of these funds and that we're able to not just sit in a room and come up with a budget and what the city thinks that we need, but that we're also going out to the community.
Every cruise season, the city collects a $5 fee from each passenger that comes off of a cruise ship and into Juneau. Those fees can go towards funding tourism projects that benefit visitors and locals. In the past, these fees have funded upgrades to downtown public restrooms and improvements at Marine Park. But the projects can't just be for anything or anywhere around town. That's because of a lawsuit the cruise industry filed against the city about how it spends the money it collects. The lawsuit was settled in 2019, and it puts limits on how the city can use the funds. And some projects require approval by the tourism industry. Most of the projects chosen in the past have been downtown near the waterfront area, where the impacts of tourism are felt the most. But other parts of town can still get projects funded as long as they focus on tourism. Residents have a few ways they can submit their suggestions. This year, the city opened up a new web forum where people can submit proposals. Pierce says it gives people a better idea about what projects fit the criteria.
Hopefully that just educates people, provides them with a little bit more context around the fees. I think the more that people understand the money and how it can be spent, the better proposals we'll get.
People can also submit proposals on the city's marine passenger fee webpage or by emailing Pierce directly. The U.S. Coast Guard has suspended its search for five missing mariners believed to be aboard the Windwalker, a 52-foot Sitka-based seiner, which capsized near Point Cuverdan early Sunday morning. Two Coast Guard cutters, helicopters from Air Station Sitka, and the state ferry Hubbard searched over 108 square miles for the missing crew to no avail. Chief Warrant Officer James Kuhn is a search and rescue mission coordinator for the Coast Guard in Southeast Alaska. In a statement issued on Monday afternoon, he wrote, "We stand in sorrow and solidarity with the friends and family of the people we were not able to find over the past 24 hours." Unquote. The Coast Guard did not release the names of the passengers on the vessel, but confirmed that next of kin had been notified. While the Coast Guard has suspended the search for now, it could pick up again pending new information. Anyone with new information about this situation is requested to contact Coast Guard headquarters in Juneau at 907-463-2980. And Juneau continues to see heavy rains this week after getting nearly a foot and a half of snow last week. That's left road travel slippery and treacherous across town. Greg Spahn is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Juneau.
Juneau got about 17 inches of new snow out of that system, which is a lot of snow.
And since Sunday, it's been raining heavily in Juneau. So that means on top of all that snow, which is blocking drains, rainwater is pooling on the roads. He says even more rain is coming.
Now, we do have a lot of rain on the way. Make no mistake here. We're not out of the woods just yet as far as rain.
Another storm system is on the way later this week. But Spahn says it is not likely to get below freezing. Still, he recommends people drive very carefully, especially when approaching intersections. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch in Juneau, Gustavus, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cake until later tonight. Scott Gray, superintendent of the city's streets and fleet maintenance, says wet and heavy snow like this is especially hard to plow off the roads.
It's not an easy task. Once you get the rain on top of the snow, it gets packed, and then you have packed ice on the roadway that is pretty much adhered to the asphalt, and now it's scraping, trying to get that ice off the asphalt. It's painstaking sometimes.
Gray says it could be several more days before the roads are back in safer conditions.
With the weather that we're getting, we could be a week out before the roads are back up to where everybody likes them to be.
The city and borough of Juneau maintains and clears residential streets, while the Alaska Department of Transportation plows highways like Egan Drive and Glacier Highway. Each prioritizes main arteries and routes for emergency services. The Juneau School District is back to in-person classes and used snow routes for buses today. Capital Transit will continue winter route changes to the bus service until tonight. And advocates for limiting cruise visitation have submitted a fourth petition in less than 2 years to get a cruise limit question before Sitka voters this winter. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports.
The new initiative is similar to the third cruise cap petition that was filed over the summer and denied by the city. If approved by the voters, it would establish an annual limit of 300,000 passengers and a daily cap of 4,500 passengers, and would limit the cruise season from May to September. It would enforce these limits by requiring ships to secure an annual permit from the city. Unlike previous initiatives to limit cruise traffic, it would not include cruise ship crew members in the caps, and it would not require port facilities to count and report the number of passengers and crew disembarking or the bus trips shuttling passengers 6 miles from the privately owned dock to downtown Sitka. Since 2021, Sitka has experienced a rapid increase in cruise tourism, with around 600,000 visitors in 2024, more than double pre-pandemic levels. In 2023, the Sitka Assembly created a tourism task force to guide the city's response to the unprecedented growth and recently established a permanent tourism commission. Last month, the Assembly narrowly approved an agreement with the local cruise dock company, which established a weekly quiet day and a mutually agreed-upon daily ceiling of 7,000 passengers. But Sitkins from the advocacy group Small Town Soul still want voters to have a say in how many cruise tourists visit the community. The previous three initiatives proposed by the group to limit cruise traffic were denied by the city, with the city's attorneys arguing that the ballot measures were legally unenforceable. Municipal Clerk Sarah Peterson confirmed that her office received the petition on November 29th. The city has until December 13th to issue a response, either accepting or rejecting the petition. If it's accepted, the sponsors have 3 months to collect enough signatures to put the question before Sitka voters in a special election. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
And for this week's Tongass Voices, perspectives from the homelands of the Occoquan and beyond. Ariel Estrada wrote a one-man play that's coming to Juneau this week. In fact, it's the world premiere of Full Contact, a play that stretches from his father's immigration to Southeast Alaska to teaching LGBTQ self-defense at a martial arts dojo in New York City. The show's run in Juneau kicks off Wednesday with a pay-as-you-can preview.
Performing this play in Southeast Alaska, it's so wonderful to be coming back here, back to my roots, basically. Hi, I'm Ariel Estrada, and I am the writer and performer of the play Full Contact, which is performing at Perseverance Theater December 6th through 22nd, directed by Leslie Ishii. I lived in Alaska since 9 years old. My dad was in the Coast Guard, and we transferred to Sitka, and he fell in love with Sitka, and he had to stay. And in many ways, I'm so glad that I have come back here, because there's parts of my time in Sitka that are actually reflected in the play. And the history of Filipinos in Alaska is also reflected in the play. The short version of it is that Filipinos came up here for the salmon fisheries, because there was we called them manongs, which in Tagalog means the brothers, who would travel up and down the West Coast, oranges, apples, fish, every year, because they were itinerant workers. The times when they came here in the late 19th century, there wasn't the ability to really stay in many communities, right? Because they were segregated, they were kept out of being able to actually maintain a place to stay. This, thankfully, started easing up over time, and they were able to start settling in the places that they were being migrant workers at, including Alaska. Southeast Alaska in particular, and because of that, there's a pretty significant Filipino population here in Alaska. So Full Contact is my story of being in a martial arts group, training heavy-duty, full-contact martial arts for about 20 years of my life. And they were pretty incredible 20 years, because that was also my coming of age in New York. I'd been doing martial arts since college. And then I got really into it when I moved to New York and ended up opening up a martial arts school with some friends of mine. at the same time, I was also sort of coming of age as a Filipino person, right? Learning more about my identity as a Filipino person, also as an LGBTQIA plus person in New York. The AIDS crisis was starting to become a manageable disease for certain communities, right? And what did that mean as part of that coming of age, right? And also in that background, having this martial arts organization sort of overarching the entire experience. It's been a really amazing process being both the playwright and the performer because I have to literally take off one hat in one moment and another hat in another. So the playwright in me will write something, and then the actor will come up onto the stage, start rehearsing it, and go, "Who wrote this? This is not working." And then I have to take off that actor hat, put on the playwright hat, and working with my director, go, "Why isn't this working? Let's rewrite it." And it's literally happening within a 10-minute span. We'll write an entirely new scene and figure out what we were working on before wasn't working, and then make it work within that 10 minutes. So it's a fast and furious process and so much fun. It kind of reminds me of martial arts, actually. And there's so much of a collaborative process of being able to create this beautiful finite experience that people will experience live for the first time. And I strongly believe in my heart that theater can do something that film and TV can't, right? There's that immediate communal experience that only happens in a room with people in that second and in that time, and it will go away forever after that, but will live on in their hearts, hopefully, as they go out into the world and bring those lessons or that emotional journey with them as they go out into the world and hopefully make the world a better place.
That was Ariel Estrada, writer and star of Full Contact, a one-man play debuting at Perseverance Theater this week. This is KTOO.